At the top of the news this Tuesday morning, U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meet today with a number of issues on the agenda and at least one major crisis looming. Kelsey Brennan Wessels reports.
The meeting between the president and the prime minister was originally scheduled for the beginning of June, but was postponed after Israel raided a Turkish-flagged aid flotilla in international waters, killing 9 Turkish nationals and precipitating a crisis between the two countries, who are historical allies and key U.S. strategic partners. The current tensions are over Turkey's desire to have an Israeli apology and see Israel accept the findings of an independently appointed international investigation into the incident. Israel has thus far said it cannot apologize, and Israeli spokesman Mark Regev says his government's own inquiry into the incident would suffice.
I don't want to get into a public shouting match. The Prime Minister of Israel spoke on the weekend about how he wants not to see a continuing deterioration in the relationship. On the contrary, the investigation going on at the moment is of the highest international standards and conforms with international legality and international norms.
The visit is also taking place amid concerns over the future of the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. The administration has worked to soften its tone toward Netanyahu after Israel sparked a diplomatic row with the U.S. by making an announcement during a visit by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden in March of plans to build 1,600 more settler homes in an area of the West Bank it annexed to Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Netanyahu is anxious to reassure the Israeli public that relations with the U.S. are back on track, though he is at the same time concerned not to upset pro-settler parties in his fragile governing coalition. I'm Kelsey Brennan Wessels.